These are the sisters, Karen and Kathy, who have come from Canada to show and to sing some of the Inuit games that children like. The name of their group is Nukurek. Nukurek?
Nukurek, yeah.
Why don't you teach us how to say that all together?
Nukurek.
Nukurek?
Yeah, it's
okay, so say it with us.
Nukurek. Nukurek.
And now please welcome Nukurek.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. As mentioned, we're going to be demonstrating some throat singing and some drum dancing for you guys. Mm-hmm. Throat singing was traditionally done by women, imitating sounds that they heard around them, like animals and tools and nature. We're going to start off with the sounds of a seagull called Nauyuk in our language.
It's a friendly competition, so whoever stops or laughs first is the loser. This next song imitates the song of the river, and there are four different parts in this song. The first part sounds like this. And the second? And the third? And the last one? Put these sounds together and it makes a song of the river.
Wondering how it is that we're making these sounds. And the sounds that we're making come from three different parts, from our breathing, our voice, and our throat. Just to give you an example, a basic sound is humma, and you bring it down to your throat and you go humma. So the sound going out is humma. And then to breathe in, you go humma. It's a very basic sound, and it's okay if you cough I understand. It's really hard when you start learning how to throat sing.
This one's a little deeper in our throats. It's called Khimidawapik, and in Inuktitut that means poor little puppy. Now picture this, a dog team running across the ice and snow. Khimidawapik, poor little puppy. There's one really long sound in this song, and which I learned from Alice Tulaugok in Puvanatuk, northern Quebec, and it goes like this. And that's when you take a breath.
Okay, so who here knows what an Inukshuk is? Anybody? Ooh, couple people. Well, for those of you who don't know, they're piles of rock across the Arctic, and you may see them around here. They look like in the shape of people, and they were used to give direction or indicate where caches of food were, good hunting spots. Because up in the Arctic, when you're out on the land, you don't have street signs or, you know, directional signs or anything, so they used rocks. And this song is Inuksululu. And you want to introduce?
Yeah. And this is my son Nathan, who's going to be joining us on this song. Want to say hello?
Hi.
So we'll start the song.
Imakali Tana Tavani Inuksulu Alu Ungatani Yayatu Daku Daguni.
Upon a time, there was an Inukshuk not too far from here.
Imachali tematalvani Inuksulu alu.
It was over a hill, and it would disappear and reappear again.
Ungatani ayayaktutakutwalhani.
You can hear something, and the Inukshuk suddenly starts talking to you.
Tusagalakta mini mini hunikatsirayamiyu.
You pop up and look around, and the Inukshuk suddenly disappears again.
Humuli satilunga amuli gayamiyu. Ima Chale te matel vani hinuk sulu alu. Ungatani ayayak tu taku twal huni. Tusagalak te mini mini hunikat seo hayamiu. Umuli satilunga amuli hayamiu.
We leave the Inukshuk where it is on the land.
Nunaina mi satilunga, nunaina mi hayamiu.
Thank you.
Now, this drum that we have is called Kilautik in Inuktitut. Traditionally, it would have had skin on it, but today we have it with nylon, and it's covered over a wooden rim. And we don't hit the middle of the drum because it doesn't resonate very well. We hit the rim, which brings that nice sound out. And we hit it with a stick wrapped with leather. Now, we'd like to look for two young volunteers to come up and try this drum.
One boy and one girl.
One boy, one girl. You there. Yeah. And over there. Yeah.
Come on up.
We're going to give you a quick lesson. And we're going to sing. Come up on the side. All right.
Hi there. What's your name?
Milo.
Milo?
Milo. Okay, great. Hi, Milo. What's your name?
Neva.
Neva. Well, thanks for coming on up.
Okay, great. Now, the Inuit language has about 48 different sounds, and they put it into a song similar to what we call the alphabet song. And we're going to have our drummers drum while I sing. You ready?
Apataka gamana salayavara khanga ipitiki gimini siliyivere khingi uputuku gomono solo yavoro khongo inuktitu una lilponga a little bit faster. Gamana salayavara hanga I pitiki gimini sili yivere hingi u putuku gomono solo yivoro hongo inuktitu una leoponga.
A little bit faster. Awesome.
Apataka gamana salayavara hanga I pitiki gimini sili yivere hingi. Potoko komono solo yevoro hongo inuktitu una leponga.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thanks for coming on up. Big round of applause for our volunteers. That was great. Thanks, guys.
We're going to teach you two words.
Very
important. Yes and no. Now, in Inuit culture, when we want to say yes, we go ee.
Ee.
Yeah. Good. Is it sunny out today?
Ee.
Excellent. Now, to say no, we say auka.
Auka.
All right. Is it going to rain today?
Auka.
Do we want it to rain?
Auka. Oh. Okay, very good.
Now, when it's really, really cold up north, minus 50, sometimes you don't want to speak. You want to use your face to say yes or no. So when you say yes, you raise your eyebrows.
Really quick.
Really quick. Yep.
Yep.
All right. And if you want to say no, you squint your nose.
Really quick.
Really quickly. All right.
So if you want to say, if you really, really mean yes, you go, ee. Or if you really want to say no, you go, oka.
Do you want to hear another throat song?
Yeah.
Ee. Ee.
Oh, yes. Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, throat singing imitates sounds that Inuit people would hear around them. And this is a sound of a tool, and you guys can close your eyes and imagine what it is. And just, we'll ask you what you think it is at the end, and you can just shout it out. Any guesses out there? Oh yeah, you're right, it's a saw. You can hear it because it goes like you're sawing back and forth.
This other throat song we're going to demonstrate for you is called the mosquito, and there are two different parts. My sister's part goes like this. And my part is a little bit different, and it goes like this. And when you put these two sounds together, it makes a song about the mosquito.
I just have to say, once when I was up north, there were so many mosquitoes. When I hit my shoulder, I killed about six of them in one hit.
Ouch.
Culture and how we love to play games. We actually have physical games that we play as well. Now, these sorts of games would test your strength and your flexibility. And the one that we're going to show you is the high kick. I'll let Karen explain that one.
The object is to kick a target. You kick with one foot and you land on the same foot. Just by itself. And that's why it's called the one-foot high kick. My son will do a couple, and then I'll come and demonstrate how I do it. Yeah, good. Most games are played for coordination, endurance, and flexibility. And you're always trying to do your best, not trying to compete with another person. But they are done at the Arctic Winter Games. So the highest kick in record is 9 feet, 2 inches. As you can see, we're not at that caliber level. The next one we'll demonstrate is called the stick pull. Normally we have a longer stick, but we're going to use our drumsticks as a stick. And what we have to do is sit on the floor with our feet against each other, and we hold the middle or the outside of the stick, and then we pull and try to pull the other person up. All right, she won that one.
I'm probably gonna win the next one too. It's called the muskox push. And what you do is you get down on your hands and knees and you put your head underneath the other person's shoulder and they put their head under your shoulder. And you're gonna try and once you guys say go, we're gonna push really hard. And whoever pushes the other person back is the winner. Oh, these guys are already starting to do it. So we're gonna try?
Yeah. Well, I almost went off the stage there.
For our final song? Yeah. For our final song, we're going to do another game as well. And this one's called the Juggling Song, also known as Kulupayusi. And I'm going to be drumming and singing, and Karen's going to be juggling these two balls. And what kind of game would it be if it didn't go faster at the end? Oh, Nathan's going to join us in drumming. Okay, you ready?
Hulupa, you see, hulupa, you see, ay, ay, yo, yo, ni, ay, yo, yo, ni, communa, commuta, ao, mi, canu, mi, takta, la, ti, wu. Tak tala tivu, alil kamau nasibu aliuna. ananitu alukchaka tavalaita kikulihi anga yigalwa pigitekwa anga yigalwa paka ayalu tikwa yiyalu tiku siku tiku miku tiku hash love you liniku tikiru tiku nuvuku ayiya.
Oh, she got it that time.
We want to thank you for coming to see our show, and if you have any questions, we'll be available on the side. But we hope you enjoy the rest of your beautiful day.
Thank you.